Yesterday on the show, we talked about the differences between a pause and dead air. Today, the pregnant pause. This is a pause that's full of meaning. Pregnant means full. It builds suspension and signifies significance. So, let's give you a couple of examples. Like this one. And Prime Minister, did you ever take drugs? Yes. Yes, I did. And now we come to who will inherit the vast percentage of your grandfather's estate. Pause. Or perhaps a pregnant pause could happen when no one knows quite what to say. You know, Nigel, he's been arrested for murder. Pregnant pauses can be natural, as in those examples, or manufactured. For example, a conversation between a car salesman and a potential customer can often have pregnant pauses in them as they try to make the other person feel uncomfortable, give the impression they're mulling over an offer or suggestion. And as we talked about a week or so ago, maybe as brinkmanship to cause an uncomfortable situation and force the other person to speak and so give away part of their game plan. The danger is not only talking, but ill-considered talking, starting to sound desperate, saying words just to fill the silence. A clever salesperson or manager or parent or presenter knows the pregnant pause can be a powerful tool. When it appears, consider letting it linger. Stretch it. Feel it. Sense how it affects the conversation, perhaps giving the other person time to think and process what you said. And maybe how it shifts the balance of power in a conversation. That is, a listener, possible customer, staff member, may feel more respected, unthreatened, more in control. On the other hand, the silence may be deafening. They may feel threatened or flustered by it, see it as a psychological trick, may be pressured into making a decision. So, a good technique perhaps to use in an interview, as I mentioned in a previous episode of Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. Tomorrow, you've heard of podcasting. We're going to be talking about podfasting as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.